Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the anniversary of deceased friends and benefactors for Dominicans. And from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Sharing in Jesus' Authority.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of Jesus spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. We hear some powerful words about Jesus today. He taught with authority. That means that Jesus owned the message he spoke. It wasn't a catechism, but those words came out of his heart. There's something to teach us, so we want to commit them to our hearts and share them with others. If he says, "I love you forever," then we can be sure of that love. It consoles us and takes away any fear. Jesus today expels the demon of grief and guilt. I realized that this is the power of my priesthood, a gift I have been given to help others. I see fear and anxiety all around me. People afraid of the future and those in control of their lives. If we can take away those powers, we can give them the gift of deep peace. I see parents hugging their children and playing with them. And that is what I want to do as well. I ask God today for the grace to make my world a happy place, where the people around me live contentedly with peace in their hearts. That is the world that Jesus wants to give us. We have the power of God in our hands.